Bible verses for a melancholy goth soul. These Bible verses might feel like they're just for your melancholy goth soul if you love slow minor chords and rain on old windows. You don't have to force sunshine if the world seems like it's in perpetual twilight, full of deep feelings that don't always fit in with a bright and bubbly crowd. It meets you right in the shadows, where the ache feels poetic and the nights stretch long like an endless playlist of haunting melodies. These verses acknowledge the weight without rushing you to cheer up. They sit with you like a trusted companion in a dimly lit room, offering steady comfort wrapped in familiar darkness. Psalm 34 verse 18 says the Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. When everything inside feels smashed under the pressure of another heavy day, this one slips in gently. It doesn't ask you to pull yourself together. It promises nearness, like a soft hand resting on your shoulder while you stare into the void. When a goth soul carries quiet storms, it validates the crush and offers rescue that doesn't erase the pain. The melancholy goth soul knows wounds linger, like faded ink under pale skin or cracks in an old mirror you still treasure. In Psalm 147 verse 3, he heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. The verse shows God is the one who is slow in healing, not with quick fixes, but with tender care that matches the slow pace of healing. Instead of hiding the pain away in shame, it turns it into something we can hold close to. You're welcome to come to me if you're weary and burdened in Matthew 11 verse 28. This call feels like an open invitation to set things aside for a while when the burdens stack up heavier than layers of velvet and silver chains. I'm not saying to ignore the load. I'm just saying to breathe, to let your weariness rest in safer hands. It's a dark, comforting place that fits perfectly with late-night reflections. As Psalm 23 verse 4 says, "Even though I walk through the valley of death, I won't fear evil because you're with me." In the darkest part of the world, the shadows feel like old friends and the air smells earth and mystery to goth souls. The verse doesn't promise a quick escape from the gloom. With a rod and staff that ground a song like steady bass lines, it makes the walk less terrifying. Darkness stays real, but loses its power to swallow you up. Isaiah 41 verse 10 says, "Don't worry, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I'll strengthen you and help you." Dismay creeps in when there's too much music or when the days blur together. This promise counters it with strength that shows up quiet, helping you stand a little taller in your boots without turning you into someone else. Empty spaces feel solid and unchanging because of the with you part. Psalm 42 verse 11 asks, "Why my soul is downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will still praise him." The goth soul asks the downcast question often, letting the disturbance sit without apology. It gives us a chance to voice our feelings honestly, then points to hope that coexists with those feelings rather than erases them. Praise doesn't have to be loud or bright here. Authentic to a heart that loves the somber side of life, it can be whispered under moonlight. Despite weeping for the night, rejoicing comes in the morning, according to Psalm 30 verse 5. Nights belong to the tears and the melancholy that the goth soul sometimes romanticizes in the best way. The verse acknowledges that long stay without cutting it short, but also hint at shifts coming. Rather than forced happiness, the rejoicing feels earned, as if dawn broke softly over a foggy graveyard. Don't be afraid, don't be discouraged. Deuteronomy 31 verse 8 says the Lord himself will go before you, never leave you, and never forsake you. It's like ancient stone architecture when solitude hits hard and the world feels distant. Someone's walking ahead, clearing a path through the mist. It gives you quiet courage to keep moving without the usual fear. A goth soul finds refuge in corners, hoods, or headphones when pressure builds. Like Psalm 9 verse 9 says, the Lord is a shelter for oppressed people. This shelter feels like a protective overhang that keeps the worst out while maintaining the moody atmosphere. There's no judgment in it, so you can regroup in peace and quiet beauty when you're oppressed. Mourning runs deep for the soul that feels everything deeply, whether it's for personal losses or the ache of beautiful things that fade. According to Matthew 5 verse 4, those who mourn will be comforted. The verse calls mourning blessed instead of weak and pairs it with comfort that matches the sorrow. It's like lifting a black veil, just enough to feel gentle relief. According to Revelation 21 verse 4, he'll wipe every tear from their eyes. There won't be death, mourning, crying, or pain anymore. For hearts carrying layers of melancholy for years, this promise provides a distant light where the endless night finally lifts. After all the drama, The wipe every tear moment lands softly, like a final caring touch, pointing to something eternal without dismissing today's emotions. Goth souls understand ashes well. They're the remnants left after hope goes down or nights take their toll. Isaiah 61 verse 3 says, bestowing beauty instead of ashes, an oil of joy instead of mourning. In return, this verse offers beauty, a crown that carries dark elegance instead of blinding shine. It's like subtle accents, layering over mourning without completely erasing it. These verses create a thread the melancholy goth soul can follow on any low night or reflective evening. You don't have to trade your black lace, combat boots, or love for shadows. They step into that place with you, offering words that feel like old friends who get it. Let the commas and phrases create a quiet corner where faith and gothic depth walk side by side without clashing. Open them when the playlist hits that perfect brooding peak. It's the darkness that keeps its romance, and the comfort that arrives steady, true, and mysterious. Bible verses from melancholy goth souls, Christian goth culture, dark faith verses, goth soul comfort, scripture in shadows, broken heart Bible, valley of death psalm, hope for goths, melancholy scripture, gothic spirituality, sorrow Bible verses, eternal comfort dark, faith, and goth aesthetic.